And the book was published first in December 1689, but it was imprinted 1690 when it finally appeared. It didn't cause a stir at first. It was quite well received. It was translated into Latin. It was translated into French. Well received on the continent, and soon went into many editions. The fifth edition was being prepared when Locke died in 1704, which in that short space of time, that's a lot of editions to go through. But by the time the critical reactions to Locke's essay were coming in, Locke was really not very well, and he was getting towards the end of his life. And I don't think he really felt up to answering his critics. But Stillingfleet, Edward Stillingfleet, Bishop of Worcester, really did need to be answered, because he was not only a prominent bishop in the Anglican Church, but he was raising charges against Locke that were theologically damaging. And Locke did think that he needed to answer these criticisms, which I think, if you read the appendix to the essay, you'll find that he does actually do that extremely well. Stillingfleet took exception to what he called Locke's use of ideas, or new way of ideas, on the grounds that this new way of ideas had been used by theologians and theological critics other than Locke for dangerous, theologically damaging purposes. He seems to have thought that the idea of substance, and that it was crucial to his understanding of the world, of the Christian world. And he thought that Locke had, as he said, banished substance out of the world. And Locke, of course, comes back and says, well, no, I haven't banished substance out of the world. You know, all I've done is to say that we have a very obscure notion of a material or spiritual substratum to the world, but I haven't banished substance out of the world. In fact, I've given an account of what we mean by substance. But of course, what Locke means by substance is physical, individual substances, not the substance that God had been said to have created. One place where it is clear what Stillingfleet is objecting to is in the notion of personal identity. And he thinks that Locke's account of personal identity is heretical. It's horrendous. And Stillingfleet says, Locke's account of personal identity is at odds with the Christian doctrine of the resurrection of what he calls the same body. Now, Locke, of course, can answer this charge very, very easily, because he just simply comes back and says, well, look, what I've said about personal identity has nothing at all to do with anything to do with the resurrection of the body, because I have distinguished in my philosophy between the notion of a person and the notion of the body. So even if there was the resurrection of the body, and then we can have all these debates about what would constitute the same body, that isn't going to impinge at all upon notions of the personal identity. Yeah. But Stillingfleet seems not to have realised that Locke's point was perfectly valid.